Back in September, I believe it was, we had a chance to speak with Brett Rystad, who had just been elected the 100th National Commander of the American Legion, and we have a chance to catch up with him this morning. He's a retired lieutenant with the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department, also the U.S. Army infantryman from 74 to 78, and served with the Presidential Salute Battery of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, and took part in the inaugural ceremony for President Carter and some other high-profile events. Brett Rystad. Mr. Rystad, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Yep, it's good to have a chance to catch up a little bit. Very quickly, like I said, we talked in September. You were right on the front end of your tenure. Maybe quickly some highlights personally of your tenure since you've, you know, at the helm so far of the as a National Commander of the American Legion, which is 100th birthday this year.
Well, as you can imagine, Dick, I've been traveling the country and traveling the world, so we've already hit about 41 states and been to the Far East, the visiting Legion posts. The Far East was kind of unique in that we visited with the garrison and combatant commanders over there, some of the politicians from the countries that we visited, and some of our diplomats as well. Had a very productive tour there, and so we're 8 months into our tenure with a 12-month tour of duty, so to speak, and it's been fantastic getting to meet Legionnaires around the country and getting to share experiences with them, to hear from them, to see what they're doing in their communities that put the American Legion on the map. And to see how they are, how they're showcasing their posts and the history of their posts to coincide with our centennial.
Yep, I know when we spoke last September, you were just getting ready to launch and go into that Far East tour. So it's good to catch up with you. I know Memorial Day, it's a standardized holiday, but maybe from your perspective, and we can refresh all of us, why should Memorial Day be of very special significance to all Americans?
Well, I think Memorial Day probably resonates more with the veterans and the family of veterans because it differs from, say, Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a recognition of the service of our fellow citizens to our country. Memorial Day is a recognition of service of those that gave their lives to their country. So it's very different. It's a solemn holiday. It's a holiday that that deserves our respect, and it's important to recognize those that served for their service. But it's also important for the families of those that gave their loved ones to our country, and also it is something that is being watched, I'm sure, carefully by our current younger veterans and those that are currently serving in the military. To know, being one of them, to know that your fellow countrymen are behind you and that they honor your service, particularly if you were to give your life, I think is a very important thing. So, you know, Legion families, members of some of our other veteran service organizations and veterans from around the country tend to put more significance in Memorial Day than many do because they've served, they recognize the dangers that are involved in the service, and you'll see them turn out in events in our communities that are recognizing our veterans, particularly presentations that are being given at our local veteran cemeteries and such, commemorating or memorializing the lives of those from the community that have given their lives.
Just to have a moving rather quickly because we have a lot of ground to cover and we do have some time restraints. 2019, a milestone year for the American Legion. We talked about it as the 100th anniversary, but maybe some perspective on that, if you would. What are some of the milestones that are going to be reached this year?
Well, we were started by our World War I veterans coming back from what they called the Great War, the war to end all wars, never anticipating there'd be another World War. So it was very unique. They formed their own organization. They got involved very, very quickly working with Congress to try to remedy some of the problems that they saw facing the country and facing their fellow veterans. And one of the most important was building an infrastructure in our country that could properly take care of those that came back from the war with them that were wounded or ill. Tuberculosis was a big problem at that period of time, and we wanted to make sure that that our widows and orphans of those that didn't come back were taken care of. And a couple of the milestones or you know, legacy accomplishments of the American Legion was helping to found the United States Veterans Bureau, which became the Department of Veterans Affairs, building hospitals around the country and trying to build an infrastructure within our government that could adequately take care of the veterans and their families. As we grew older as an organization, and you got to remember, too, that in our first year, we had more than 500,000 members sign up for the Legion. So, you know, we were involved in a lot of things at the local level as well as the national level. But to go back to the national level, one of the great things that our organization did was to actually be responsible for the GI Bill of Rights, also known as the Servicemen's Readjustment Act in 1944. I was a past national commander of the American Legion from Kansas by the name of Harry Comrie that wrote the framework to the GI Bill, and the Legion worked hard to get that bill pushed through both houses of Congress and to become a reality. And, you know, one of the stories that I tell is that, you know, that wasn't an easy feat. We would think it would be today because we've seen what the GI Bill will do. But back then there was a strong concern by many that it would break the United States Treasury. And in fact, when all was said and done and the GI Bill began to provide benefits to our returning service members, we began to see that it created prosperity in our country for many years. So we've been behind the GI Bill in virtually every manifestation of it until the current one, which is our forever GI Bill, and that was named in honor of Harry Comrie, who was responsible for writing the first one. So another big accomplishment for us over that time was to help our Vietnam veterans when they were coming home from the war and experiencing very unusual health conditions that were later determined to be related to their exposure to the defoliant Agent Orange. The Legion and its strong membership, you know, locked heads with Congress and with the Department of Veterans Affairs to ensure that they received the proper treatment and compensation that they deserved for their injuries and illnesses, and we're continuing to fight that battle for the Blue Water Navy veterans that were ignored at that time, and you know, we're seeing some progress with that as well. We were involved with the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the funding of it, and gave the largest single contribution to the memorial of $1 million, and continued to generously give to the memorial until it was completed. We've most recently been involved in the VA Accountability Act and the VA Mission Act. So, you know, we're not letting any moss grow under our feet.
Sounds like you're very busy. We're just, I wish we had more time. We're running out of time. Anything you've touched on today, is there a place where we can find more information about the American Legion, about your work, about your cause, about your mission?
Absolutely. I would suggest that you go to the Legion website at legion.org. Or if you have an American Legion post in your community, to go there. But the Legion.org website will give you access to quite a lot of information, not only about the history of our organization, but what we do, how to join, our centennial celebration, and more.
Thank you for your time this morning. The National Commander of the American Legion, Brett P. Rystad. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Dick.